Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamah Samach Vav Amid Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amid Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Amana L'Kayin Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kayin Hedya. Let's say you have a woman who marries a Kayin Gadol or a Kayin Hedya, Be'isser, an Amana to a Kayin Gadol, or a Grusha V'Chalutz to a Kayin Hedya, and now the woman becomes a Chalala. Hechnisal Yavdi Malug V'Avdi Tzayin Barzel, and she brings Avadim into the marriage, both Avdi Malug and Avdi Tzayin Barzel. So Avdi Malug, which are considered her Achrayis, they're considered hers, so they're not allowed to eat truma. We'll see in the Gemara why. Avditzayim barzel, but avditzayim barzel that are considered his, so those yoichlu, those could eat truma. Ve'ilu in avdi mulug, the following is considered avdi mulug. And meisu meisu lav, and meisiru isiru lav. It's the way that she brings it into the marriage is that the husband gets the profits, but he has no achrayis. If the avadim die, he's not responsible. It's her loss. If they go up in value, it's her gain. Afa pishu chay bim is a nice son, even though it's true that he is chayv to give them food during the marriage, they're still considered hers, and therefore they cannot eat truma in this case of an amana and a grusha v'chalutza. Ve'elu in avdi tzayim barzel, the following is considered avdi tzayim barzel, is that in mesu mesu loy v'maisiru esiru loy, it's that they evaluate the value of the eved at the time that they get married, and the husband is fully responsible for that value. If they die, he has to pay her back. If they go up in value, it's his gain. So since he's Chai Bachar Yusan, they're considered his, and they could eat Truma. Bas Yisrael, she needs a Kain, in a regular case of a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kain Beheter, so now she's allowed to eat Truma. She's married to a Kain, and she brings Avadim into the marriage. So any sort of Avadim, they could eat Truma, even if they're considered hers, even Avdi Malug. Bas Kain, she needs Yisrael. And in the reverse case, where you have a Bas Kain who marries a Yisrael, so now even she is not allowed to eat Truma anymore, now that she's married to Yisrael, v'chnisu le'avadim, so any sort of avadim that she brings in, bein avdi malug, bein avdi tzim barza, re'elu lo yeichlu b'truma, even if they're considered hers, now she has to stop eating Truma, memela her avadim have to stop eating Truma as well. V'avdi malug lo yeichlu b'truma, ask the Gemara in the Reisha, where you have the Amana who married the Kain Gadol, or the Grusha v'chalutz who married the Kain Hediyat, why can't her avadim eat Truma? Amai, le'havi kekinyanu chekana kinyan. She's the kinyan of a kayin, who's allowed to eat truma. And then her kinyan, I mean, in this case, she's not allowed to because she's a chalala, but she's ba'atzam like a kinyan of a kayin, and then her avadim are like the kinyan of a kinyan, and the lacha is that the kinyan of a kinyan is allowed to eat truma. The tanya, like we learned in the braisa, minayin lekayin shenas the isha v'kana avadim, she yeichlu with truma. How do we know that if a kayin marries a woman, or if he buys avadim, that his kinyan is allowed to eat truma? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, a kayin kik the nefesh kinyan kasva, hu yeichavai. Uminayin le isha kan savadim, vavadim shekan avadim. And how do we know that if a kinyan has a kinyan, either a wife has avadim, or has avadim have avadim, she yeichlu b'truma, that even the second hand avadim, even the second generation avadim, so to speak, the kinyan's kinyan, that they're allowed to eat truma, shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'kayin kiyik nevesh kinyan kaspa yeichabay, the actual word kinyan kaspa be darshan, na kinyano yishikanin kinyan, eichal, that even this kinyan that has a kinyan, they could also eat truma. So even though it's true she can't eat truma, but why can't her avadim eat truma? So says the Gemara, three terutzim. Terutz number one, kala eichal meichal, kala she'en eichal enu meichal, a klal, that anybody who cannot eat truma cannot be the siba of someone else eating truma. Since she cannot eat truma, so her avadim cannot eat truma. Ask the Gemara of Eloi, is that really true? The halacha is that a kayin who's an arul, or a kayin who's tamei, even though he himself cannot eat truma, if he buys an eved, the eved is allowed to eat truma. So says the Gemara, because over there, hasan pumayu kayiv luhu. Over there, it's not that he's be'etzem mufka from the parish of Truma. He's like someone whose mouth is hurting him. He needs to go to the doctor. He needs to take some medicine. It's true, he needs to take the arla off. He needs to go to the mikvah to become tar. But he's not be'etzem. He's not intrinsically removed from the parish of Truma. And that's why he's able to be Meichel. But someone like a chalala, who's totally mufka from the parish of Truma, cannot be Meichel. Ask the Gemara of Hari Mamzer, Shein Eichel Meichel. But we find that a Mamzer, if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kayin, and they have a daughter together, and the daughter marries a mamzer, and they have a child, who's now the kayin, and the Bas Yisrael's grandchild, who's a mamzer, and then the kayin dies, and their daughter dies, so the only offspring that this Bas Yisrael has left with her previous marriage from the kayin is a grandson who's a mamzer. The halacha is that she's allowed to eat truma. Even after her husband dies, she's allowed to eat truma because she has some sort of offspring from him, even though it's true that he's a mamzer. Now the mamzer himself cannot eat truma, and yet still he's able to be the cause of the grandmother eating truma. So says the Gemara, Amravina, Kinyan Eichel Kamar, Kinyan Eichel Meichel, Sheino Eichel Inu Meichel. It's true in that case, as someone who's not Eichel of a Truma, is the Siba of someone else eating Truma, but you never find that when it comes to a Kinyan, with this idea that a Kayan's Kinyan and the Kinyan's Kinyan can eat Truma, that if the Kinyan cannot eat Truma, that the Kinyan's Kinyan could eat Truma. That you never found, and that's the pshat over here. That since she cannot eat Truma, so her Kinyan cannot eat Truma as well. Amar Ravina says that was Ravina. Says the Gemara V'Rava Amar, second teretz, second explanation for why her avadim, the nechsei the avdi malug, kanadi truma, is that midaraisa mechalachli, is that in chanami be'etzem you're right that really midaraisa they could eat truma. V'rabbanan who degazer behu, but the v'rabbanan were geyser that they cannot eat truma kadesh atimer, so that she should feel awkward and say anayin yechelas avdi enun eichlen zaynihi etzlay. That wow, look at this, I'm not eating truma, my avadim can't eat truma, I'm amish like a zayna to him. And Hilkach Asi Lafuka, she'll want to get divorced because she'll feel like she's a stranger in the marriage. Rav Ashi Amar, a third explanation, it's Xavier Shematach Lachar Misa. The reason why we do not want her avadim eating truma during the marriage is because she might come to feed them even after her husband dies. Says the Gemara, if there's really such a gzeira, then maybe she'll continue feeding them after her husband dies. El me'ata basi soshin isis l'koyin l'teichel gzeira shemeteichel l'achar misa. You'll have that same chashash for any time a basi soshin marries a koyin, even beheter. Any time a basi soshin marries a koyin, say that she cannot feed her avadim truma because she might continue feeding them even after her husband dies. So says the Gemara, no. Elam Rav Ashi ba'amana kaihenes da'asla ba'amana kaihenes. Over here we're talking about the namana who's a kaihenes. It's specifically in this case, the bit of a chashash that she'll feed the avadim even after her husband dies. The asila ruye, because she's going to come to be meira for herself the following halacha, she'll paskin for herself, she'll reason that me'ikara achli b'truma de beinasha. Originally, I was eating truma by my father. In sebe lahai achli b'truma de gavrai. And I was feeding the truma, I was feeding to my avadim truma from my husband. V'hashta, now that my husband dies, so hajri l'milse kamaisa, so I'll go back to my original state and I'll feed my avadim from my father's truma. V'la yada, she won't realize. No, originally she wasn't a chalala, but now that she's a chalala, she cannot feed truma from her father. So it's specifically in this case, that's where we have this gzeira. We'll ask the Gemara, Tena Chamana Kehenes, Amana Bas Yisrael Meikel Meimar. So great, so make this gzeira by an Amana who's a Kehenes. But what about by an Amana who's not a Kehenes, who's a Bas Yisrael? It should be mutter for the Avdei Malug to eat Truma. So says the Gemara, Ba'al Menusa Loi Pligi Rabbanan. That's already a Loi Plug. Once by an Amana who's a Kehenes, there exists this Chashash, so they said any sort of an Amana who marries a Kohen Gadol, the Avdei Malug are not able to eat Truma.